Greetings, greetings. Welcome to Live It on a Purpose. And I welcome in my intentional people. Again, I welcome in my intentional people. I am Frederica Barnes. This is my podcast. I am the founder. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening. And I want to welcome my purposepreneur people in. My purposepreneur people in. My intentional people. You are welcome. I'm so excited about today's topic. God gave me this topic when I was at work. I know I'd be so ready to just jump in and go. But I just love what the word is saying. God gave me this topic, and it was appointed expectations for 2024. Let that resonate. Appointed expectations for 2024. And it kind of blew my mind with the revelation behind it, because immediately I started thinking and just like, okay, what are you saying? So I got the Bible verses that came along with me researching and just praying and meditating, like, okay, what are you saying? Was John 5:3. But particularly the fourth verse. For an angel went down at a certain season into a pool, and he troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the trouble of the water stepped in and was made whole. Now this is the King James Version. Whatsoever diseases they had, they were made whole. A certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. Now, I did do a reference with the Bible Gateway. This is the NIRA version. And the NIRA version, I definitely love reading from that book. And this is verses 3 and 4. Here a great number of disabled people used to lay down. Among them were those who were blind, those who could not walk, and those who could hardly move. One person was there who had not been able to walk in 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there. He knew that the man had been in that condition for a long time. So he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" You could jot that down. You could jot that down, because sometimes we have to ask ourselves that. Do you want to get well? And that's not to shame or to belittle or to make low of something. Sometimes you got to ask yourself, do you want to get well? So verse 7 says, "Sir," the disabled man replied, "I had no one to help me get into the pool when the angel was stirring up the water. I tried to get in, but someone else always goes down ahead of me." Now, that's just a life lesson within itself right there. So verse 8 says, "Then Jesus said to him, 'Get up, pick up your mat and walk.' The man was healed right away. He picked up his mat and walked." Sometimes we have to have that faith, that belief, that understanding that God just wants us to get up and get in the ring, get up and get in the fight, because we have been knocked down so much, because we have been ridiculed, cast aside, rejected, and fear of being rejected again. We have to pick up our mat. You have to understand, it was a point of time in Jesus' life where he had to pick up his cross. Even though when he stumbled, he had to pick it up. He didn't stop. The process of learning this is to not stop. So it's no matter the condition you're in, he is still leading you to an opportunity of healing. And some people have long suffered, one of the fruit of the Spirit, for a while, 38 years. To be in a condition and no one sees you. No one knows that this person needed, because everybody is after themselves and trying to do this for themselves and heal. But you are able. You are able to just go. And he wasn't able because his condition was so bad. Some of our conditions are so bad. And God is saying, appointed expectation 2024. Because some of our plans have been planning and planning, and it seemed like it is dead work. It is dead faith. It is dead motion, dead movement. But God is going to shift it in 2024. And this is where you move. You have to have enough faith to say, I'm going to pick it up again. Because a lot of you have put those ideas aside, have put those business plans, the thought of marriage, the thought of getting new friendships, new relationships with people, the thought of just starting these businesses, the thought of just applying for a promotion. You put it aside. And you became content with the moment and the motion. And the condition has weakened you in believing that the process of the condition will never get better. The condition has weakened you. It has weakened your thought process. It will never work. It will never work. And in that is where we shift our minds. Okay. We shift our minds. You have to get in the fight. You have to stay in the fight. The appointed expectation in 2024 is that of faith, that of believing, that of keep pressing, that of keep going, that we will never stop. Because if God can heal somebody for 38 years they suffered, 38 years to be in your body and suffering and having no one to help you, God is going to trouble. He is starting to trouble that war. He is starting to move you, so you can't stop. You can't give up in your walk, because 12, I'm trying to remember off my head, 12 Chronicles, Chronicles 15 and 7, excuse me, Chronicles 15 and 7, but as for you, be strong and don't give up, for your works will be rewarded. That is your confirmation. You don't need nothing from anybody else. You don't need anybody else to validate what he is saying to you. Because your works, if you don't give up, stay the course, that appointed time, your release is happening. Your release is happening. Your release, where I thought I wasn't going to make it, this release is happening. God is going to do it for me, because he is Jireh. You are enough. I'm enough. And he has always been enough. And that is something that you put on the inside of you, because when you, it's a song, it's in your heart, Jireh, you are enough. You have always been enough. Even if you don't feel like an affirmation, you have always been enough. See, when you begin to reference the name of Jesus, you begin to ask him to move in motion for you. You've always been enough. If you stumble and fall, you can still pick up your mat. If you stumble and fall, you can still pick up your mat. Because it's your belief. It is your belief that will get you through this process. It is your belief that will just say, okay, it's slow right now. It's not moving right now. I feel like I'm disabled. I feel like the plan, the project is disabled. I feel like the situation, I feel like ain't nothing moving. Don't feel like nothing I do with my body is going to shake back. They said I will never get healed from this. Pick up your mat. Pick up your mat daily and walk. Pick up your mat and you walk right into your healing. Because your appointed time is coming. Your appointed time is 2024. Your appointed time is now. Because your faithfulness, when you're faithful to believe in what he is saying, when you're faithful to believe what God is saying. Because Psalms 27 and 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Nothing that happened in this life you have to be afraid of. He just confirmed it. We just go through. But nothing. Nothing. And even with this appointed time approaching, The process of God is to continue to move, is to continue to believe. The appointed expectations for 2024 is keeping the promises of God in mind. Keep the peace of God in mind among any foolishness and among any disarray. It's to keep the peace of God, knowing that God hears you. Knowing that God hears your prayers and value them as well. Knowing that He's your strength. Come on, somebody. Knowing that He is your strength. These are not just things I'm telling you. You have to go deeper to understand this is just not about you, because somebody else is looking at you for your strength. And if they can see you pick up your mat and walk, that means you believe God for that very thing that was the impossible. You have always been enough. You are enough, so I'm enough. Your appointed expectation is just to do it. Knowing that God will provide and God will protect. Knowing that He will keep His promise. His word will never return void in your life. And you can get up because you've been faithful to believe it. You've been faithful to believe Him. You've been faithful to walk this thing out in faith. You've been faithful 38 years and to suffer like that. You've always been enough. You always have been enough. So no matter what it looks like, pick up your mat for 2024 and begin to paint that canvas. Begin to move. Begin to believe again. Begin to do the work again. I don't care if it's a reset. I don't care if you have to lose people off. Do it now. Do not even take them over. Do not even take them over with you, because I'm headed in a different direction. People give you this to stop dealing with you. People give you a different storyline. And if they choose to, let them. You have to be, that's why I call you my intentional people, my purposepreneur people, because you are intent with a purpose. You're intent with a purpose that's so contagious, that is such a stronghold to you that you can't give up this will. The will of God is that you will have the sunlight to shine on you. The will of God is that you have peace and prosperity and abundance. Pick up your mat. Pick up your mat, because God holds the power in it. Pick up your mat and just begin to walk. I don't care if it's in your house, and begin to pray. Just pick it up. Pick up your prayer life again. Pick up your hope again. Pick up your joy again. Pick up the things the devil has really ripped from you, because there were so much things that disable you from the promises of God. You can be disabled from your own peace. Absolutely. You could be disabled from things the enemy never want you to see, but you are enough. And the enemy never wants you to see the promise of God. So I'm telling you, He has stirred up your water. He has stirred up your water so healing can flow through. He has stirred up your water so joy can come back into your home and into your heart. You want the joy of the Lord because it is your strength. It is your hope. You have always been enough for us. And God, I bless your name. You have always been enough. This appointed time in 2024, may your kids feel it. May your kids look at you and say, you know what? I want to do what you. You know, I look at my mom, my dad, they moving. They moving, and despite what we all are going through, what I'm seeing them going through, they are moving because you want to be intentional about what they're seeing. But what they're seeing from you, how you're building your faith, how you're building your strength. That's not to say 23, it has been throwing all kind of lemons, have been throwing all kind of shade. But God has always been enough. Because when you can smile through it and go through it, you have been enough. Because they thought they had us then. And they still think we down now. But my faith hasn't left. My joy hasn't left. My peace hasn't left because God gives me this strength. God gives me this smile. God gives me this joy. God allows me to be jovial in a hard situation because he's always been enough. When you realize people are not your strength and God is, then you build in your foundation because now you know the walls won't fall. Now you know the walls won't fall because how it's built. How it's built, it's an eternal thing. Build your hope on things, not of the world, but of God. Choose to live in 2024. Choose to walk into your appointed expectation because he has one for you. He has one for you. You are not defeated. You are not alone. He has one for you. And it is an appointed expectation to walk into a season of troubled water. And in that troubled water where you feel like, oh, this water's troubling. Oh my God, it's shaking. Just stirred up your healing. Just stirred up your gifts. Just stirred up your mood. You're practicing. You want to know what's my next move. He's showing you. Be content and moving. Sometimes you got to be content in that pain and keep moving through it. So you look back and realize, whoa, I don't even feel it no more. Have you ever had a pain that you realized it was gone? You do look around, wait a minute, I don't even feel it no more. That's how God's intentions are. That's how God's intentions are. Appointed expectations. Believe them. Believe him, intentional people. Believe him. You are enough. You are valued. You are kind. You are gracious, and the hand of God rests over you. You are enough, and you have always been enough. That he could reach down and just pick you out of a crowd and say, healed. He could pick you out of a crowd and say, blessed. He could pick you out of a crowd and say, saved. He could pick you out of a crowd and say, anointed. He can pick you out of a crowd and say, I'm putting her name in rooms of people that didn't even know her. Didn't even know these gifts were on the inside of her. You can be different from other people because those people don't know you. God does. So that's why he moved differently from you. That's why you see things differently that the natural eye will never have. You are enough and you've always been enough. And I just thank you guys for listening today. I pray that you're blessed by this podcast. I pray that you're blessed from your going out and your coming in. And I definitely want to end this podcast with words of affirmation, a mantra. But I want you to say, I am teachable. Just relax your mind and say, I'm teachable. I'm transformational. Because in order to be able to receive, you have to be teachable. In order to be transformational, to see the work being moved. Because see, when you're being taught, and you work towards the progression of what you're being taught, you become transformational in the midst of it. So I am transformational. I am transformational. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm being transformed by the renewing and healing of my spirit. Our spirits are being renewed. Our healing is being, sometimes our healing need to be healed. Because everything doesn't heal the same like it used to. I am enough. I am enough. Just repeat it. I am enough. I am enough. I am saved. I accept my challenges. I accept my challenges. And I am healed. I am healed because God has always been enough. And he's been more than enough to me. I am healed. My mind is thinking different. My praise is moving differently. My mouth is speaking differently. And my hope is moving differently. I trust you for the appointed time, the appointed move. I don't care what is happening now. Erase what you thought you knew in 2023 so you can move forward. A greater plan is coming. God has people on your assignment. I am enough. I am healed. I am saved. I am enough. I am healed and I'm saved. And I want to thank you, my intentional people. I would like for you to subscribe, to be notified, and all of that. Like and download. And I am on Spotify. I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you guys are blessed in your going out, and your traveling, and your coming in, and your finances, and your hope. I am enough. And I will always be enough. Not for anybody else but God. Because God has been more than enough. He supplies your needs. And with that intentionalness that God has already given, that means I am healed. He has already deemed you healed. You accepted already what has happened. You have already accepted what I got to improve on, what needs to happen, and how to get there. I accept this. I can move forward this because I know the purpose behind it now. So I can speak healing over me, healing over my household, healing over my mind, healing over my family, healing over my job, healing over things that are unseen, God, that you know about, that I don't know about, protection and healing in the name of Jesus. You are enough because you've always been enough. Your appointed time is now. Your appointed time is a now to move into the spirit where God is leading you. Corinthians 1 and 20. This is the King James Version. All promises of God are yea and amen unto the glory of God. It's already done. I am healed. You've already enough. You already enough. You already have what you need. You just have to lean into it. You have to move into it. You have to just, I'm yours and you're enough. I'm enough, God. You made me enough. Once again, I definitely thank you guys for listening. I want you guys to like, download, and I speak blessings your way. Welcome into your new intentional appointed expectations of 2024. Get moving, get going, and just grow. God got you. Thank you.